One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome back to the Date My podcast. This is season one, Date My Ex. Kyle Lampe.
Hello, everyone. Great to see you again.
Kyle, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling ready to get into some deep conversation with a new stranger.
I'm very intrigued and excited about this next person, Maya, because Maya I found on Hinge. So basically, when we were deciding on for me to find matches for the show, Kyle got off Hinge as far as he let me sign into his profile on my phone, which I did. And I just started, you know, swiping through women who I thought would be a good match. I would like check them if I was like, oh, this would be a good match or like something. And Maya is someone you matched with, meaning you both liked each other. I will make it clear though, I never pretended I was Kyle. I was always, the first message to Maya was very much like, I know this is going to sound weird, but my name's Jessica. This is what I'm doing. I think you guys would be a great match. And so,
get to it. There's so much information. This is what happened. I let her sign into my profile. She swiped on women to try to find them. As soon as they liked me, she gave them information about the show.
That's not true. That's not true, you guys, because some women would like you, and then I would tell them the situation, and they would either respond, understandingly so, and say, okay, that's weird, goodbye, or they would respond in a way that was like, oh my God, yes, let's be on it. And then I got a weird vibe. So I sent Maya my personal cell phone number. We chatted, and after chatting, I was like, oh, she could be a great match for you.
Okay.
So all of that
land the
to be said.
We're here.
You have to give backstory. People are going to be like, what do you mean you found her on Hinge with your own profile? Mm. No, through Kyle's. So anyway, before we get into anything else, I am going to have Maya come in here. So without further ado, Miss Maya.
Wow.
Hi, Maya. Hello. Oh, I don't want to knock anything over. So good to see you. I'm nervous too.
Hello. Hi. Nice to meet you. Ooh. Kyle.
Hi.
Come on in.
Come on in. Woo. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Good.
Have you ever done something like this before?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, thank you for being open to this. I will say, when I talked to Maya, she was so open and kind and like, whoa, this seems really cool. I told her our background. I told her you were my ex. And she was just basically like, let's do it. Let's see how it goes. So before we get into some other things, Maya, can you just introduce yourself as far as like name, age, where you're from, and whatever else you want to say in the intro?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my name is Maya. Mm-hmm. I'm 38. Mm-hmm. I'm from Munich, Germany. Mm-hmm. I just moved back to LA. I lived here a few years ago, but then I went back to Europe and I went back to Florida, where I also lived for some years. And I just arrived back last month. So,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Amazing. Kyle, I'm going to have you say, I know we did this a little later on in the previous episode, but I would like you to introduce yourself to Maya as far as how you would do it if you were on a first date and maybe a blind date. So go ahead and do the intro.
Well, Maya, nice to meet you.
Nice
I'm Kyle.
To meet you.
I just turned 40. Things about me that you might find interesting. I was born and raised in Vegas, so I'm a very big fan of the desert landscape. I'm like a lizard, so I like this side of the world. I love fitness. I love music. I have a cute little dog that I spend most of my time with. I've been to Germany before.
Oh, really?
So we can talk about that.
Wow, that's rare.
Fun fact, I drank my first beer in Germany.
Wow.
And How old were you?
So I was 16 years old.
Oh, good place to start.
I know. It was wild. Germany's a really cool place. I would love to go back.
When looking at Maya's Hinge profile, mm-hmm. why I thought you two could potentially be a great match, along with you have very similar interests. Adventurous. You seem like you have an adventurous spirit, looking for the same things as far as monogamy and different things like that. Sense of humor, I saw you put in your profile, which I know is important to you.
Oh, yeah.
If you are watching this, we'll put screenshots of Maya's profile on the screen so you can kind of see what it looks like, some photos, and just you really were like glowing in every photo. You're glowing now. So I was like, this seems just like a really fun potential match. We're going to get into the questions. First, though, and foremost, we are going to do your astrological compatibility. Maya, how do you feel about this? Is that something you ever pay attention to?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Great.
I'm not quite sure if there's like more to it with the ascending signs and so on.
Yeah.
But I do always ask people, what's your sign, right? That's such a California question.
It is. So do you know, if you were to ask someone, what's your sign, and they told you, do you kind of know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So then without reading the compatibility first, Kyle, would you like to tell Maya your sign? And Maya, I'd like to know your sort of first thought.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Because full disclosure, I know nothing about this.
Okay. That's good. I mean, that's also like very typical because guys, they a lot of times don't know about it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay.
What do you feel about that? Because some people go, uh-oh, when you say Scorpio, and I don't know why. How do you feel?
So I think the reason why people would be like, uh-oh,
yeah,
is because Scorpios are supposed to, when they're upset, sting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that's wow. Like with the animal,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The case, and that's how they are supposed to be. But I have a really good friend back in Germany who's a Scorpio. She's a female Scorpio, so she's not like that at all.
Okay.
She's very calm. She would never ever like say something she has not thought about.
Have you ever dated a Scorpio?
I have.
You have? How did that relationship go?
Well, yeah, it would like would sting a little too much when he would get upset, so I ended it.
Okay.
Okay,
that's good for you for ending it. So let me just really quickly read what Google says about Aries, which is what Maya is, and Scorpio compatibility. Differences: Aries is outgoing and assertive, while Scorpio is mysterious and emotional. Aries like to be in charge, and Scorpio can be protective of their privacy. Do you two find that to be true about yourselves? Do you think you, Maya, are outgoing and assertive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there we go. How do you feel about arguments in public with your partner?
I mean, I would prefer not to argue in public, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, but sometimes that happens.
I cannot think of a time when it happened.
Yeah.
It would not be me because I'm a pretty calm person. I don't like to argue. I like harmony.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be me who would get loud. Okay. It would actually be the Scorpio ex.
Well, good to know.
I wouldn't like that. I would be like, hey, this is inappropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you both feel about jealousy? Let's say in a relationship. Your first thoughts. Are you jealous? For me, I'll admit, when I first started dating Kyle, I was insecure and I would get very jealous over things that a few years later, looking back, I was like, oh, that was very strange of me to act that way. And it really caused a really big rift between us. The first like couple years were pretty, no, the first year, what would you say?
Oh, I still have PTSD.
Okay.
From it.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, just kidding. So how do you both feel about jealousy in relationships?
Go ahead.
Well, first off, I think it's it's okay, you know, to be like a little insecure until the trust is built. Overall, I'm not really jealous. I want the person to also give me no reason to. I'm very loyal. I would never do something inappropriate, and I would show that very clearly, also in public, or I would never have like a wandering eye or something. And I also expect that from my partner, to be very respectful like that. If that's all there and the trust is there, there's no reason to be jealous.
Okay, that's a great answer. I like the answer.
Yeah.
For me, in the beginning, sure, I totally understand that. Until that trust or that like safety is built, it's easy to get jealous or feel like you need to watch a situation. But I think those are the moments, what I've learned from past relationships, those are the moments where if those feelings arise early on, I think that's when you should talk about that and make that known. Be like, hey, I just want to let you know that like I'm feeling insecure about this. I'm sure it'll go away as we get to know each other better. But when you do this, or this, or whatever, it makes me feel insecure. So I would just, if you're going to do that, if you could please just like find a way to recomfort me, whatever it is. Like, say you're going out with like your girlfriends to like a club. Be like, yeah, I'm going to go out with a club. It's not going to be a big deal. We're probably just going to get a couple drinks, or like whatever it is.
Right.
But yeah, reassurance. But when it comes to like the actual relationship, when you decide to settle down, to me, I don't want anyone who doesn't want to be there. And if you want to go do something that is going to be disrespectful to the relationship or something that you know would make me jealous, then you obviously don't respect the relationship. So what are you doing here? Just move on, you know? Like, so there's no reason to be jealous, because what am I jealous? Why am I trying to hold something that doesn't want to be here, you know?
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What do both of you, when in a committed relationship, consider cheating?
Oh, that's a good question.
Cheating. Cheating would, to me, be even emotional cheating. Like having those thoughts, maybe reaching out to other people, maybe just texting, flirting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot considered. What about being friends with someone of the opposite sex?
That's okay.
Okay.
Being friends is okay. If I know, if I would know there's nothing between them. And even it could happen, right? You could get a coworker, or like you meet someone who's attractive or something. But I think the mature thing is to think about it and be like, do I want to tell my partner about this? And do I want to start something with a new person? Mm-hmm. Or like, how do I deal with this? But I think it's really good to be transparent. And I have pretty high morals when it comes to that. So yeah, I would never do anything inappropriate. And if there is somebody I like better than my partner, then that's certainly like a reason to talk with my partner, right? Mm-hmm. Or if like that person is giving me something my partner is not,
mm-hmm.
maybe whatever it would be, attention, mm-hmm. compliments, whatever. So then that would be pretty sad, because that should be covered in my relationship. I should be happy in my relationship. Usually if something like that happens, like women, we get hit on or something, there is a very appropriate way to deal with that. And it's beautiful to be in a relationship and to be able to say like, oh, I have a boyfriend, but thank you.
Yeah.
And usually the other side is respectful and would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And back off.
And back off. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you feel, Kyle?
I think cheating is interesting. If you step back from the anger or the hurt for a second, and you touched on this, what's going on in the relationship that my partner feels the need to step out of the relationship? That's obviously either there's something wrong within our relationship, or that's honestly on the cheater. A lot of times cheating is like, that's a them issue. Like, you see it all the time, like in the media, like these famous men who cheat on their like supermodel wives. Everyone says the same thing. How could he ever cheat on her? It's like, it has nothing. It doesn't exchange her for anyone else. It doesn't matter, because the core issue of why he's doing that is something in him.
Yeah.
And that'll never change unless he changes himself. So when it comes to cheating, I kind of use this as like a barometer for myself. Is what I'm doing, thinking, or acting on something that I would feel comfortable with my partner seeing me do in this moment. And if there's any hint of shame or the automatic feeling of maybe I need to hide this, you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Because just as if I was like, hey, I'm gonna go get lunch with like one of my best guy friends, I wouldn't feel anything about it. But if I'm like, hey, this coworker from work wants to get lunch after work, I'll see you when I get home, and I hide the fact that she's a very attractive girl and she's single and we've been flirting with each other at work, that's completely different. And I think that's now you're, some might not call that cheating, but you're definitely, you're knocking on that door. And so if you knock long enough, someone's going to open it and it's not good.
So we're going to get into worst quality. When I say, what is your worst quality? What is something that comes to mind, at the first thing that comes to mind? And then also a quality in someone else that you cannot stand. Mm. Do you have something in mind?
My worst quality. So I require a lot of patience, but I don't have that much patience.
Oh, okay.
So
that's good to know.
Yes.
So
I'm trying to be, and then other times I'm super patient and relaxed. So I guess it changed over the years. It used to be that way, but developing trust and all that, it takes a while with me.
Okay.
So.
Meaning you trusting someone else?
Yes.
Okay.
When I go into a relationship, I think because I have high morals, I'm very trustworthy. So I don't understand when the other person gets insecure or jealous, because I'm always like, oh, but I would never do anything like that. But the other way around, it takes also a while in the beginning, maybe, for me to just... evaluate the situation, like what type of person is this and can I trust this person? I have a very healthy appetite. So
when you say that, what do you mean a healthy appetite?
I'm a huge foodie and I'm
okay
crazy about food, and I might have like late night cravings or something, and yeah, my friends would say, like, we can't talk with you about normal things for 5 minutes, and then it's about food. Like, oh, I've been to this place, or I tried this dessert, or then I'm, like, just very excited about something that I've tried.
It's a passion of yours.
It's a passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But some people get annoyed a little bit.
Oh.
Some people don't share that passion, so they get annoyed.
Yeah.
Or also, when I really like something, I eat a lot of it. And then people would just stare at me and be like, oh my gosh, like, how can she eat that much? And appetizer and main course and dessert and maybe a second dessert or something.
Good for you.
Good for you. That's awesome. Is there a quality in someone else where you're like, they have to have this or I cannot be with them?
Yes. So I realized that. I really like when a man is able to stay calm when he's very upset or something, to not sting, not lose, like, his temper, because I find that behavior and those arguments toxic, and I don't like that.
Okay. That's good to know. Great to know about yourself. How about you, Kyle? This might be interesting, because part of me thinks... is what she just said.
It's all centered or kind of around the same thing. I think my propensity for wanting to hurt people who hurt me. I'm just going to say it. That's like...
When you say hurt, though...
Yeah.
I have never been... that. I would assume that makes people nervous. Kyle's never physically laid a hand on me. When you say hurt, for me, it's using your words.
Verbally only.
Well, yeah, I'm going to use my words verbally with you, but if you were a boy, that's different. You know what I mean?
A boy or a man?
A man. But put it this way, like if you hurt someone that I love or you hurt me, I don't care what happens to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or anyone that you love.
Sounds like a sting.
It is. It's a big sting. But I have to be careful, because in the past, I have ruined friendships and relationships, and I've hurt people that... because you can't take back those things after you let that kind of go.
Yeah.
So that's something that I've had to work on and realize, like, emotions are temporary. Your feelings are temporary. Your thoughts are temporary. You actually aren't your emotions, your thoughts, or your feelings. You're the observer of those things.
Yeah.
And it's okay to feel anger, and it's okay to feel that. But when you actually go through with it, that's when you've lost.
Right.
You can only win when you control yourself and deal with those feelings and emotions. It's much better to talk about it.
Yeah.
But that would be the worst quality of me, is I have my depth of my propensity for revenge is very deep. Like, those are my favorite movies. Like, I love revenge movies. Right. Yeah, I love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a quality in someone else that if they don't have this, you cannot be with them?
The ability to realize that they're, how do I put this? I don't want you to become a burden to me. And I want you to realize that when we get into a relationship together, it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves, like mentally and emotionally and physically, because if we don't, there's going to come a time where one of us is going to have to pull the weight of the other. For instance, let's just say we get together and I'll use me as example. Let's say you continue to grow in your emotional intelligence and you continue to take care of yourself physically. And I just stop. Like, I stop going to the gym. I don't really care about learning more about myself. We're going to grow apart. And there's going to, and you know, if you're gracious enough to keep me around in your life, you know, maybe in your 70s, you can still go for a bike ride and go for a hike, but I can't. And now it's like, well, we can't vacation together anymore. I have to take you to the hospital every 5 weeks to get dialysis because you didn't take care of yourself, those kind of things. So if someone doesn't have the foresight into taking care of ourselves for each other, not just a selfish way, I think that's, I can't do that because I already see the writing on the wall. Like, I'm not going to be, because I'm going to continue to do that. I would hope that my partner would meet me and we would grow together.
What do you think about that, Maya? Just because I feel like I'm in a therapy session. Just because. How does that make you feel? No. Because I feel like you say that, and marriage to a lot of people is in sickness and in health. Mm-hmm. So you're sort of going against that. You're saying maybe to a certain extent in sickness and in health. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind sickness if it's out of your control. Because okay. A lot of times it is, but I just need to know that you're doing what you can to take care of yourself, because ultimately, if you love yourself, you can love me effectively.
Does that feel like a red flag to you? Or are you, how do you feel about it?
Well, that's actually a really, really deep question. I think that ultimately we are responsible for ourselves, right? For mm-hmm. our emotional, mental health, physical health, all that. But I do believe that a relationship can influence that mm-hmm. immensely. I have been in relationships where the other person would stop taking care of themselves. I've been in relationships where I would not feel so well any longer because of the relationship. So yeah, that it's not easy to keep the balance in relationships with all of that mm-hmm. because if the relationship makes you sad or something, then you're gonna struggle maybe also to be motivated mm-hmm. to go to the gym and so on because you're sad or something.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Or you distract yourself doing that. So it could be either way.
Yeah.
True. That's a good point. That's a lot of times people use that as an escape mechanism.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, we're gonna move on to some deeper and spicier questions. Ooh, wow. I do want to say, Maya, I saw on your profile, spiritual slash Christian for a religion. How important is religion to you in a relationship?
I don't go to church. Okay. I'm not, I don't believe in one Christian religion. I'm not Catholic or Lutheranian, but I do believe that it's good to be humble and it's good to treat others as you want to be treated. I just believe in those Christian values, I guess.
The values. So more like a guideline about just being a good person for life. Okay. Well, how about you, Kyle? How do you feel about religion and stuff in a relationship? I know we talked about this, but it would be good for Maya to hear.
Yeah. I think religion and spirituality are two completely different things. To me, religion is a man-made thing that is meant to control people and make money and power. Spirituality is your own personal relationship with either yourself. I think that can be spiritual. With a higher power, we want to call it the universe. You want to call it manifestation, whatever you want to call it. I just think ultimately we can't even fathom how many galaxies and stars there are in this ever expanding universe. So what makes us think that we know the answers of what's going to happen when we die? And I think that anyone who does say that they know the answers, hey, that's great for them if that makes them feel comforted, but ultimately we don't. And I think it's your own interpretation of what God is or how you want to move through life is up to you. But all I care about in the end is, are you a good person in your core? And are you a good person because you're a good person, or are you a good person because of a book you read? Because to me, if you're only being good because you're scared of eternal damnation, are you actually a good person? Or are you doing it because you're scared? I think you should just be a good person because that's what we should be. I think people inherently are good when they're born, except for, you know, there's some people that get traumatized or are born with some screws loose, but ultimately, I think it's a personal thing. It's not really up to me to like judge people for what they believe, but that's what I believe. I think it's personal.
Okay, so let's go into, is sex important to you in a relationship? Do you think that's an important aspect, Maya?
Oh yeah, it's definitely important
to be on the same page.
To be on the same page.
Okay.
When it comes to how often and in what way and so on.
And you feel the same?
Yes. I think it's the only difference between a friendship and a romantic relationship. It's a different type of connection. It feels good for a reason because we're supposed to do it. Yeah. That's where people come from. But it is a connection. It's a different type of connection. Like you don't feel connected that way to your friends. You only feel connected that way to your partners that you choose to do that with. And there's a different type of closeness and intimacy that comes with that. And that's like a very important aspect of a relationship. I think it's the glue that keeps a love, like a romantic, like monogamous relationship together. And I think when that starts to wane or change, that is a great indicator of like, hey, there should be a conversation around this. Why isn't it the same? Is there something going on? Like, are you stressed out in your world, in your life? Maybe that's why. Or are you having second thoughts or different feelings? Or is there something that I'm doing that's turning you off? Or all of those things. I think it's a nice kind of like litmus test of how healthy your relationship is.
Yeah. Okay. Finish the sentence, both of you. I need you to blank in the bedroom.
Show up.
Show up?
I don't know. I need you to be communicative.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Maya?
That's not one word. That's two words. Sorry.
That's fine. You don't have to do one word. I need you to blank in the bedroom.
Okay.
Well, that's actually, when I think about it, a really good answer.
Communicate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, what is the opposite of selfish?
Oh, giving. Giving.
Selfless.
Okay. Yeah. Selfless. Yeah. You, okay. Yeah. I need you to be giving in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Would you, each of you, consider yourselves adventurous in the bedroom? Or do you kind of like to keep it pretty plain?
I think that's subjective, but I can tell you, like, I'm not going to put on a costume and pretend like I'm a knight saving you from a fire-breathing dragon.
How about you, Maya? Do you consider yourself adventurous?
To a certain degree.
Okay.
But not anything crazy.
Okay.
Do you feel that throughout your life and the partners you've had different levels of adventurousness based on how comfortable you were with them? Like, there's some where you're like, we're just going to do this very vanilla. And then there's others that you were more interested in exploring because you felt more comfortable with them.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think that in longer relationships that we would talk about things that we both want to explore, mm-hmm. for example, and then I would be more open to that because I love that person and I want their needs to be met as well.
Right.
As long as I'm comfortable with that sure. too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like so simple. Like I like a good steak. I like to sleep.
And you like sex.
And yeah, but it doesn't have to be this like, okay, so last Tuesday we tried this. How about next Tuesday? It doesn't always have to like up the ante for me. Like it, like the good old fashioned just in and out feels
really?
Nice. Yeah.
How do you, Maya's like, it better be more than 2 minutes.
Of course. But I mean, like it's, put it this way. There's only so many ways that you can insert yourself into someone. So it's like, we're not reinventing the wheel here. Unless you've discovered something new that I don't know about, but I'm pretty sure we all know about it. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's like different positions or whatever. All that stuff is the same route in the same body part. So it's like, why are we trying so hard here?
Would either of you be open to a threesome if that's what the other really wanted?
I wouldn't.
No.
I think that I have heard that it can mess a relationship up.
Okay.
Both ways. Like, I've heard the craziest stories where the guy wanted it and then the girls fell in love and left him or the other way around.
Right.
So I've heard all types of stories.
Yeah.
So I'm like a little, when it comes to that, a little conservative. I'm like, I don't think I need that.
In a lizard brain level, like I'm talking like just our Neanderthal brain, that's like mine. And if someone else goes in there, I don't want it anymore. Like it's like, that's not mine anymore.
And when you say that, are you talking about the woman? Kyle.
That's what I said. I'm trying to be as like.
Okay, but like word it differently because it feels like they're your property.
And that's why I said I'm going to sound like a caveman right now.
Yeah, well, reword it. You're smart enough.
If someone else has sex with the woman that's in my life, I don't want to have sex with the woman that's in my life anymore.
Yeah, and I have to say, I do understand that because when a lot of times that's a fantasy for men, right? Mm-hmm. So then I would be like, okay, how about we do it the other way around? And then they don't want it any longer. No, that's not okay. No, that's not the same.
If it's two guys, one girl versus two girls.
Yeah,
one
and guy. Then I'm like, just put yourself in my shoes. Why would I want that? Would you want that? No, right?
So, exactly.
So I think it's good to,
Okay.
Yeah, I think it should be private between two people. And honestly, like just logistically as a nightmare, you know when you host a party and you're always like, does everyone have enough drinks? Everyone have enough snacks? Imagine doing that, but you're naked. And now you're like, are you bored? Like, is this too much attention? Is this not enough attention? Oh, forget it. Get out of here.
Yeah. It's interesting. You guys are very on the same page with that. I feel like when I'm ready to date again, I'll be in more of an adventurous sexual. But I'm also a woman in my 30s. Well, you are too. I'm 33. And I think I would be like, if I'm going to, no vanilla. Let's try all the weird shit. Sure. Do you want to go to a sex party? Maybe. Is that weird?
I'm going to take back my stance on religion. I think you're going to burn in hell. You're a harlot. You're a streetwalker. Just
kidding. Maya's like, that you are.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Going to a party like that as a couple to spice things up, it's still monogamous, right? For example, I don't know.
That's
like
true.
If you promise to stay that way, right?
And just be with each other. And
yeah.
Would you be open to that?
Be curious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would need that necessarily, but if my partner wanted to, I might be like, depending on what stage the relationship is, like if we are both like really curious, why not?
Yeah.
But if we are both like, nah, we don't need that, then no.
Yeah. How about you? Would you be open to that, Kyle?
Going to a sex party?
Yeah. If your partner was like, let's do it. Maybe we can watch people.
Here's the thing. I would love to wear a cloak and a mask and have a dagger and maybe like sacrifice a virgin or something. But that's what they're like. That's
no,
fair.
It's not.
Well, that's how I view
so
they are.
Close-minded.
You think that's how it is?
That's what he says. That,
well, I have no. I have never been to one. I have no idea how it is, but I don't think that's how it is.
It feels wild.
I don't think it's how it is.
And
either.
Also, like, yo,
this isn't a movie.
I don't want to be in a situation where someone else's sexual juices could be anywhere near me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I would rather just stay at my house.
Okay.
Order some food.
What if your partner, though, really is like, I think it would spice things up. I don't want to touch anyone, but like, let's go together and watch people. And you're completely,
this
no.
is no, this is great. This is a great real life scenario. I think a relationship is about compromise.
Yeah.
But compromise also doesn't always mean finding a solution. I think compromise also needs to have a tinge of also respecting the no's that your partner gives you. Just because your partner says no doesn't mean there always needs to be a way to yes. Sometimes a no is a no. And for me, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get that. Sometimes a no is a no. And then the other person has to decide, is this make or break
right,
for me?
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
And if it is, then going back to my like jealousy conversation, if that's a make or break for you, then that's okay. I'm not going to ask you to stay in something that you don't think you need. And then we obviously aren't meant to be together if it's this big of an issue. But I can't change on what I morally or like physically want, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think the right person that I'm with would even ask me to do that, because they would know me enough that like that's
it's gonna change.
That's not a thing that we would be into.
Okay. Well, before I have you both exit so I could talk to you privately about how you think this went, I would like to know, in 10 years, what does your ideal life look like?
Oh, well, that's a beautiful question. I would like to be married. I would like to have a family. I would like to be happy. Mm-hmm. To sum it up like that.
Yeah. Does it matter where you live?
In a sunny state. So I've lived in Florida and California, so I think it's pretty obvious. I escaped Germany for a reason.
Yeah. It's cold, right? Yeah. Cold
it's
and dark.
Really cold. Yeah. Yeah.
My dad has German family members, and the only word I know is Scheiße. Scheiße.
Scheiße.
Does that mean shit?
Yeah, that means shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Very
so
good, Jessica.
A sunny state. How many kids, when you look at your life, ideally would you have?
Well, I always say I would like to start with one and then see how it goes, because it's not only one person is involved, right? Mm-hmm. Then if that would be a good experience and my partner would be supportive, then I mean, why not have one more or two more? But it's a decision that not only I make or not only he makes. As life develops or the marriage develops, it becomes clear, yeah, we want another child. We have a girl, now we want a boy, or something like that.
Yeah. Do you ideally would want to be a stay-at-home mom? And maybe you don't know this and this is fine, but in 10 years, like, you're a stay-at-home mom, maybe it's more traditional, the man works, brings in the money, or are you like, no, I want to, you know, work and have my own career, or maybe you just want to have hobbies? What does that look like?
Yeah, so it's interesting because you really don't know, right? Mm-hmm. If you end up having three kids, then I think it's going to be pretty hard to also do, maybe you're able, I would always like to do something, because I get cabin fever. Like, I need something that takes me out of the house and keeps also me just intellectually like challenged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I hear that from my girlfriends a lot, that if you do baby talk all day, all week, it's not really stimulating.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would always want to do something, but maybe have both.
Okay. So Kyle, ideal 10 years from now, what's your life look like?
10 years from now, I would be married and have a child.
Okay.
I would be financially free. I would be living in a state that is on the warmer side. I don't know necessarily here in California, because of said trying to raise a family and be financially free. Mm-hmm. It's so expensive to do that here. But then we'll see what 10 years can bring. Other than that, just enjoying life, enjoying the years I have left.
Yeah. Thank you both so much for this. So what I'm going to do now, Maya, is I have Kyle leave. He's going to go in a room where he can't see or hear us. And I'm just going to get your thoughts on how that went, sort of what you think about Kyle. And then I'll have him come back in and you head out and then we're done.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Easy peasy.
Kyle.
Okay.
Get out of here.
It was really nice to meet you.
It was nice
to meet you too. Thank you for being so open and honest with everything. It's great.
Of course.
All right. I'm out of here.
All right. Thank you so much for doing that. This is great. How do you feel? So in this, I just sort of say, if that were a first date, what would your thoughts be about Kyle? Again, he can't hear you. Feel free to be as honest as possible.
I really want to give you a positive feedback because this was really, really interesting. It was so good to hear those parts, for example, that people don't want to talk about, like the worst qualities. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily something that somebody would introduce themselves with, right?
Yeah.
So it's really insightful. It's very interesting.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you think that. Yeah, that's sort of the goal with this is really, like you said, first dates, you don't really get into maybe the messier things and the more negative things.
Right.
And maybe it takes a few dates to even realize, oh, that person has a quality that I just don't think I could be with them.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Kyle? And it doesn't have to be positive. It can be negative or maybe it's a mixture of both.
Yeah. So when I heard he is a Scorpio and he has the tendency to sting and for revenge and all that, I thought there is definitely some
red flags.
Red flags, but I see it more as he still has to grow in that area, personal growth. Because, oh my goodness, there have been so many situations in my life that I had to overcome where I had a very, very bad impulse for revenge. Mm-hmm. But I had to learn to calm down and live with it. And also, in hindsight, which I just recently learned, be even grateful for those experiences.
Okay. Yeah.
Because even if somebody has hurt you, they have redirected your life course in a direction that has hopefully led you to something more positive, something more rewarding, and where you end up being actually happier. So it might not have been a great experience. They hurt you maybe, but yeah, in the end, you kind of still benefited.
Yeah.
You might have left that relationship or you might have left that city but then you ended up happier.
Yeah, that's a great outlook on life. That's so true. I'm a very big believer on like everything happens for a reason or you learn from it or grow from it. So it's a good way to appreciate the negative experiences.
Right.
Well, again, thank you for this and thank you for being so open and honest and vulnerable. Last question. If Kyle were to ask you on a second date, your thoughts right now, do you think you'd be open to a second date with him?
I would absolutely be open to it because a lot of the things that are really important to me, we kind of have the same opinion on those things. I would also, and he knows that, I would be willing to help him with this feeling, impulsive feeling maybe in that moment, to sting or for revenge, to become calmer when it comes to those situations.
Right. Like being a helpful partner and helping him grow, as some people do. That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for this. This was fantastic. Thank you, Maya. And we will chat soon.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Let's go.
Hey there. Are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kyle, I just got Maya's thoughts.
Okay.
So give your honest thoughts. Maya can't see you. She can't hear you per usual. What do you think?
We're going international.
Well, what did you not? Okay, say something that you mentioned when we were doing the switch for all of our listener friends. Kyle had mentioned something that, like, you've seen her on Hinge.
I actually, so Hinge will suggest people for you.
Okay.
Well, initially, for my Hingers out there, they give you like a suggested, like, they star some people for you. They're like, these we think are your best, most compatible matches. And they're usually like the cream of the crop.
Right.
This is from the guy's side. I don't know if they do this for girls.
Okay.
But it's the cream of the crop. And you scroll through and you're like, wow, yeah. And then when you go to comment on them, they go, oh, but not yet. Do you want to send them a rose? Because that's the only way that you can access this echelon
you can
of
like
people.
Their stuff.
You can't like it without you have to send them a rose.
That you have to pay for.
That you have to pay for, okay. Or you get one free one every Sunday. So it's like, yeah, Sunday, you go on there, you choose, you're like, which one of you ladies is gonna get it? And she used to be in that
rotation
a lot. And
you
then
you didn't pick her?
I didn't. I didn't pick anyone because I'm like, I'm not
paying
for the roses. That was initially, and then eventually I broke down and I'd pay for a pack of roses, but then she wasn't there anymore.
Would you have swiped on her and checkmarked her if you had the opportunity? There wasn't a paywall? Like, I basically saw her on
Hinge. Yeah, I think so,
because
her profile is great. Like, she's got some really cool, like, adventurous traveling photos.
Yeah.
She's
a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She's so kind.
What do you think?
I think and I've experienced this with other dates I've been on with international ladies. There's a different type of energy.
Okay.
It's more of like a subdued. There's a wall there, especially German, Russian. That whole, there's like this, like, they're sweet and they're kind. They just take a second to open up. And it's really hard, especially on a first date. It's really hard to get banter going with them because they are so guarded and very, like, stoic.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they understand they come off that way to, like, American men, because we're like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Baseball, sports, whatever. Yeah.
I think she's so sweet. I think she's mature and mm-hmm. smart.
Very mature.
My thoughts as far as match, because, you know, I didn't meet her until today. I don't think the energy is a match for you. Mm-hmm. I don't think the humor. I think mm-hmm. she would laugh at your jokes. I think you need more of a banter.
I do. I really do need, like, a back and forth.
Yeah.
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 Well, on to the next, baby.
I think one date with someone who's a little more that comes from a different culture is really hard to tell, because it, you know, she could be a completely different person after she warms up.
Yeah,
you know,
that's very true.
So you don't know.
All right. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Thank you all for tuning in. Please tune in next week, and we will be back with another date for Kyle.
Yes.
Until next time, thank you all for listening to the Date My Podcast, and we will chat soon. Bye.
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 Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.